Hello, hello, hello. My name is Jaylana Stevette, the author, and this is Sex and the Single Girl blog. How are you doing? I am in Las Vegas, Nevada, with an amazing scenery. Palm trees and sunny skies this morning. That's probably why this podcast is a little bit late. But this is the season finale of season one of Sex and a Single Girl blog. Oh my gosh. And just like that, part two. Oh y'all, it has been an amazing journey. I'm very excited for where we are going. So I'm gonna shut the podcast down for about 4 to 5 weeks to create all new content for season two. So season two is gonna pick up where season one left off. But I just need to shut it down to create the content in the meantime. And in between time, you can share it with your girlfriends, share it with your boyfriends, share it with your guy friends, you know, share it and get the word out so that everybody can be ready for season two when it comes, okay? So let's get the pleasantries out of the way. You can follow me on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette. I also have a Facebook fan page, Jaylana Stevette, the author, which is growing by leaps and bounds. You can also follow me on Instagram at Jaylana _ Stevette, where I keep it nice and hot. And you can follow me also on Twitter at J Stevette, where I keep it even hotter. Wow. So now that we have gotten the pleasantries out of the way, it's time for us to just go ahead and dive right into the material. I gotta get myself situated here this morning. Wow, again, I'm in Vegas and it has been freaking incredible, guys. It's got me pretty pumped this morning, you know. I need to get me some water. So y'all just got to bear with me. You know, I am who I am. I'm transparent and it is what it is. So if you hear a few little extra sounds, that's me pouring my water. I gotta get it popping because this one's gonna be a little bit lengthy like the other one was, the part one. So I just want to make sure that I'm not choking and coughing and doing all that other stuff into the podcast. So let's get it popping. So without further ado, just like that, part two. Girls night in. After I checked in with Sheree, Monique, and Keisha, I decided to get myself together for my meetup with Tammy and Kamara. We decided that since the three of us hadn't seen each other's faces in a while, that it would be best to get together somewhere. We could have an extensive stay and plenty of drinks flowing and a whole lot of tea. Plus, the universe arranged it that it was just the three of us. And also, as a girlfriend, I was determined to get to the bottom of Tammy's secretness. What was going on in her life? Was she and Austin having problems that she didn't want to disclose? Nah, it couldn't be that. That couldn't be the case. Tammy and Austin have been taking a lot of road trips together lately. As a matter of fact, her relationship seemed to be running like a fine oil machine. Whatever it was, I wanted to make sure Tammy knew that she could trust us with that information. So, after a great three-way conversation, we all decided on a much-needed girls' night in. The best part was that since Tammy had done some hella upgrades to her home, she decided to host the event. Neither Kamara or I had been there since the upgrades, so we were really excited to see what she had done to the home. But both Kamara and I were in for a surprise when we got a group text with a new address. It said, "I forgot to mention that the upgrade was a brand new home." And I didn't want to mention it because I knew Kamara was closing on hers. Ain't that good? See you ladies in a few. And just like that, Tammy made some boss bitch moves in secret. Maybe that's what she was keeping from us. Mystery solved. Several hours later, Kamara and I checked into Tammy's mini mansion. She said it was an upgrade, but damn, that was an understatement. Tammy had closed on a home in one of the gated communities in the upper echelon of the city. Tammy gave us a tour that didn't disappoint. And when we resided in a whole wing of the house just for us, I was just like, wow. For girls' night in, we had a whole wing of the house just for us. And as the mimosas began to flow, so did the conversation. So Kamara, congratulations on your closing date and your new man. Yes, honey, let's not even do the dance. Let's not even do it. You've been talking about him ever since we got here, and he has texted you several times. So give us the deets, Kamara. Exactly. The last I spoke to you, 9 minus 2 was still in the scenario. No shade, love. Oh, none taken. But to bring you up to speed, 6 plus 1 was up to his usual shenanigans, and enough was a fucking enough. I totally get it, girl. I'm just glad that you finally had the courage to kick his dusty ass to the curb. To the curb? Is this mini mansion disguised as a time portal? Because I ain't heard to the curb since we was in the 80s, sis. Y'all two are a whole motherfucking vibe when y'all get together. We laughed, and then Kamara forges ahead on the deets with her new beau. Okay, so here goes. I met Damien on BB Peeps. And at the time, I had also met another man who, although on paper, was bomb ass, but he was unmentionable. His conversation was dry, and he was nothing more than an arrogant CEO. Go figure. And then there was Damien. Damien actually lives in Texas, but he has a construction office in North Carolina. The first time we talked on the phone, we talked for hours, like 5 or 6 hours to be exact. It was just so amazing. It was like we knew everything we needed to know about each other in our first conversation. When he came to Greensboro for business, he began taking me out on dates, and we began spending a lot of time together. And then from there, we decided to form our relationship per se, creating our own rules. For example, for now, we're in an open relationship. Open? Okay, Kamara, what exactly does that mean? Well, y'all, that means that we really like each other, but we both know we had lies and loose ends before we met. And instead of completely cutting that off, we're gonna really get to know each other and still see other people. I'm not against poly, y'all already know that. Oh, really? When did you become so free? Well, Jay, you know I've never been traditional. Damien wants kids too, and as long as I can have a little one with a great father, you know I'm good on that. We don't need that traditional marriage stuff as long as he recognizes that I am the leading lady, so he can have a few extras. But with that being said, I'm going to have some extras myself. Like Tyrone, hey! He can be typecasted as a thug who puts it down in your story every time. Ow! Y'all bitches are crazy. And just like that, Kamara spilled the tea on her new boyfriend. So tell me, Kamara, the sex has to be bomb ass. You putting it on that man for him to put it down, put a down payment on your house, bitch? I know that's right. Well, if you really want to know, we haven't even had sex yet. Bitch, what? I'm serious. We haven't had sex. Why not, sis? Because I really like him. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Jay, actually it does. If I don't care to have something serious with somebody, I can have sex right away. But if I really like a man, I make him wait. Get to know him. You know, keep the cookie in the cookie jar. See, I'm the opposite. When I really like someone, I fuck them immediately. To show them I'm into them. But that might be boo-boo kitty too. that is definitely Boo Boo Kitty. If I'm into someone, I want to get to know them emotionally first. That way, when we do come together, our emotional connection is what keeps us for something that is potentially long term. And as a result, this man is paying bills at a residence that he doesn't live at. So I think I know a little bit. So you kept the cookie in the cookie jar. She kept the cookie in the cookie jar, sissy. Now, I have to admit, Jay, I agree with Kay. When I met Austin, I did this. When I met Austin, I did the same thing. And our relationship is also non-traditional. And look how we live now. That whole entire part, sis. Jay, it would be beneficial for you to give it a try. When you're ready, that is. Have you thought about what you really want outside of Boo Boo Kitty? I pondered that question for a moment. I noticed that love was in the air with all of my girlfriends. Kamara, Tammy, and Keisha were all booed up. Sheree had even her own situations, and they were caring as well. Even the younger girls that I mentored into friendship have been calling me, talking about how they had fallen in love. What the fuck was going on in the universe? Did I know what I wanted? Was I still unsure? Do you know what you want, Jay? Are you still unsure? Was it too soon since I got the last love completely out of my cycle? Or should I have been moved on? Earth to Jay, bitch, you zoned out again. I don't know what I want. Well, as your friend, perhaps you should try keeping the cookie in the cookie jar until you do. Ironically, that might not be a bad idea, sis. What? Sissy, are you open to it? If anything, it'll be a great experience for the blog. Okay. So keeping the cookie in the cookie jar ensures that I will have a boo if I so choose, Kamara? Oh, absolutely. Well, we shall see. And just like that, I decided to keep the cookie in the cookie jar. As I made that declaration to my girlfriends, I felt a tugging on my lower parts. Then there was a thump. It was Boo Boo Kitty. I don't think she was on board with the decision I made. What the fuck? Who am I? The sacrificial lamb? Jay! Oh, we're gonna have a real discussion about this when we get home, bitch. I ignore Boo Boo Kitty and concentrated on my girlfriends. And just like that, I had a little experiment on my hands. As the night went on and the drinks continued to pour, I noticed Tammy was mostly engrossed in her phone. It kept ringing and she kept texting. She said Austin was coming back from out of town and she may have to excuse herself to handle some things. We talked, laughed, and got drunk as Tammy's phone dinged continually, and she even walked away from our conversations to answer a couple of phone calls. Both Kamara and I looked puzzled. We were wondering what was up with her. Several hours later, Austin returned home and Tammy excused herself. Bitch, is it just me or is Tammy acting weird? I know, right? I knew it wasn't just me. What the hell she got going on here? Something don't add up, Jay. She got this brand new home that's damn near $500,000. I know the two of them ain't balling like that. Real talk. Can't nobody outdo you, huh, Kamara? Nah, it ain't even about all of that. This is a whole lot of house for that there's two salaries can't pay for. Where did the money come from, Jay? I didn't know you were managing their finances, sis. How do you know what they can afford? Bitch, don't be funny. I'm just saying. But yeah, it is odd, yes. And where is she anyway? I know Austin just got back, but she should be entertaining us. Yeah, she been gone a long time. You think they're in there fucking? Bitch, that's where your mind always goes. But who knows? Let's go find her. Kamara, it's rude to walk around someone's mini mansion unattended. Well, we'll just say that we're trying to find the bathroom. Doesn't that work in the movies? I am curious to see where she ventured off to. Plus, we didn't get to see all this house anyway. Kamara and I drunkenly stumbled through the mini mansion looking for Tammy. We came across a wing of the house that appeared to be a little bit darker, but we heard voices. Kamara and I got closer and could definitely hear Tammy and Austin. But it sounded like a few other voices in the room as well. What was going on? Was Tammy having another party she didn't tell us about? Were Tammy and Austin engaging in some wild sexual act that involved more than the two of them? Kamara and I got closer to the door to listen in and get the tea. Austin said, $42,000. When we get to $250,000, let me know. Y'all let me know, okay? Tammy, damn, we got a long night ahead of us. I wish you would have had the girls over on another night. I could use your help tonight. Damn. I know, babe. But speaking of the girls, I gotta get back to check on them. I think I've been gone for a little while. Kamara and I knew that was our cue to get out of there. But our legs were frozen. Maybe it was too many mimosas. As we looked at each other in paralysis, the door swung open and we were in a state. Tammy's mouth flew open, but nothing came out. Kamara and I took a peek in the room to see computer equipment, adding machines, and money stacked on all four walls. The distinct sound of money being loaded into the machines could be heard in a faint distance. So this is what she was up to. Oh my God. That explained a lot. Kamara looked at Tammy and Austin, and then she looked at me and said, whatever you're doing, I'm in. Let me know the drop details. And just like that, we were escorted back to our portion of the house, to our wing of the house, and we just like that, we discovered that Tammy was part of a drug cartel. The next morning, we awoke to an amazing breakfast on the terrace prepared by Tammy's chef. Austin was asleep due to the late night of money laundering. I was wondering how my friend got caught up in this, but I was a little afraid to ask. It had to be Austin. He was not a guy who normally stood out in a crowd. So that probably made it easy for him to smuggle drugs. Okay, so they weren't drug smugglers, just the money launderers. Did that make a difference? I needed answers, but I knew I wasn't getting any that morning. Tammy, Kamara, and I decided not to address the proverbial elephant in the room. When I got home from the sleepover, I felt I needed to unwind. I rolled a blunt and went through my phone to check my unread messages. Bobby texted me 5 times. I got excited. Mr. Moto also left me a message along with Big, Adam, and a couple of others. Boo Boo Kitty seemed to be very happy with her current hotation and was trying to convince me to make a dick appointment. I gotta admit, I was down with the idea for the night until I remembered my conversation with the girls. Last night, I agreed to try something different, my experiment. keeping the cookie in the cookie jar. Excuse me, Jay. Yes, Kitty. Oh, cut out the fucking pleasantries. Why would you do that? You know I need Dick to survive. Oh, do you? Kitty, going dickless will not kill you. And they say what doesn't kill you will only make you stronger. Oh, bitch. I see you got jokes. So how long am I supposed to not do the very thing that I enjoy the most, Jay? I don't know, Kitty. We never said the time frame. Well, bitch, you better figure it out. You're talking about starving me out here. I'm gonna die, Jay. I'm gonna waste away to nothing. Kitty, if you don't calm the fuck down, you know I will never leave you out there like that. I don't know what the problem is anyway. The problem, Jay, is you're cutting off my livelihood. Really, Kitty? It's not that deep. And besides, we picked up a friend at the store, remember? Fuck that friend. Wait a minute, hold up. I looked over to see who was talking. It was Peter Rabbit, the new vibrator. So how you just gonna disrespect me like that, Kitty? Disrespect? Let me tell you what's disrespect. That big, pink, fake-ass dick attached to those bunny ears. Now that's disrespectful. Wait a minute, Kitty. You don't like Peter? Yeah, Kitty, you don't like me? It's not that I don't like you, but let me guess. It's not me, it's you. Am I right? Peter, I just don't know you that well. Well, what is there to know? I got a curved dick, some rabbit ears, and I can vibrate on 7 different speeds. What more do you need? It's the real thing, Peter. The real thing. Oh, okay. So my dick ain't good enough for you? See, that's why I don't deal with you fake penises. You all have that complex. A bullet can do all that you do in a shorter time, and it's so much more efficient. Well, how would you even know all that I can do if you ain't fully giving me a try, Kitty? That's true, Kitty. Who asked you, Jay? I'm just saying, look, Boo Boo Kitty, the bottom line is this. Your pussy needs a break. You need a pussy-tation. Instead of the hotation that you're trying to create, you need a pussy vacation. We can do this the cold turkey way, or you can have Peter as a filler. What? So what am I, afterthought now? I'm beginning to hate both of you bitches. Oh, Peter, you are hella disrespectful, and that's why I don't want you in me. I'm a classy vajayjay. See, what did I tell you? The dick complex. Peter, yes, you are an afterthought. Any living vagina would rather have a warm-blooded penis over a rubber one. Vibrators and dildos already know that. Bullets know that. It's you fake penises that don't know your role. So let me be clear, Peter. You are only here to serve me until Jay takes me off punishment. You got it? Yeah, I hear you. Well, at least the lesbians love me, girl. Girl, you just ain't had this big dick curved. It's pink. You ain't had it yet. Girl, you don't know what you're missing. This big curved pink piece of meat inside you at the same time them bunny ears are munching on your clit. Can a real dick do all that? Nah. So chill, kitty. Enjoy the sabbatical. Because if you let me, I guarantee you, baby girl, I'm gonna rock your motherfucking world. Peter Rabbit, we shall see. But I sure am not impressed. And just like that, Boo Boo Kitty was not a fan of keeping the cookie in the cookie jar. And also, just like that, Peter Rabbit made it his personal challenge to put it on Boo Boo Kitty. After all, what were her options?